Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live into hour number two. I haven't even gotten into the huge new developments where they've got big military exercises going on in and around Iran, all these calls to strike them. It's come out that, of course, the bust of the Iranian planning all the assassinations was fake. So now the White House is saying, don't worry, more stuff's going to come out. Israel and certain elements in our country and certain elements in Israel, a lot of folks in Israel are against it, want this war and they want it to happen now. And we've also seen kind of some of the pro-war Israel lobby demonizing us on the message boards and really coming out against us big time when all I'm trying to do is stop a World War III here. So we've got that going on. You know, I've never tried to be anti-Israel or anti-China or anti-England or anti-Mexico. I'm anti-corruption, and I'm sick of it, and I don't want to be drugged into a new war. So we've got all that happening, and this idea is put out that, you know, everybody in Israel wants this war. No, that's not true. Or everybody in America wants this war. No, it's not true. Or everybody in the government wants this war. You've heard people that are not fans of Iran, like Anthony Schaefer, the colonel, saying this is staged and we don't want this. So many others have come out. So that's coming up. We've also got the Federal Reserve trying to censor us. The videos are up at Infowars.com. The article is up there, and it did have the headline, Head of Federal Reserve Security Admits Federal Reserve's Private. But we changed the headline so people would understand, and now has the headline, Federal Reserve tells YouTube to remove video. And they told us Friday night we had 48 hours to remove it or YouTube would review it. And if they found it was a privacy violation, they might take our channel down. Aaron Dykes will be doing InfoWars Nightly News tonight. And we will show that email then from that notice from YouTube. In fact, I may even show it later in the third hour if Aaron gets in. He may be in now. I'm sure he is in now. And gives that to the crew there. We'll talk about that because, of course, I've gotten emails and calls saying, prove that you've got a YouTube violation or the YouTube's threatening this. Okay, we will. But the point is the Federal Reserve has filed to try to bring down the video where they admit the Federal Reserve's private. And a lot of you also say, well, who doesn't know that? What are you going to tell me next? The sky's blue? Well, look, just because you know which end is up doesn't mean the general public does. And they don't like the fact that the cops laughing with us and going, yeah, we should investigate the fact that they act like they're a federal building and they admit they aren't. That's the real reason they want this video down. That's my gut feeling. That's what the commenters have said on the video with me never stating my opinion. But I think that our viewers have got it down right. They're not saying why. They just say it's a privacy violation. Remove it. As we stand there outside their offices protesting, it's incredible. And it would affect all media, news gathering, you name it, if they were able to do this. What an incredible new precedent. So we'll be covering that. That is a big viral story, but quite frankly, it is an attack on the First Amendment. So it's important on that chain of importance. But on a chain of 1 to 10, it's probably only a 5 if you compare the whole Iran situation, Obama openly trying to take over Occupy Wall Street and embracing it when he's total New World Order, total insider. And then on top of that, just to illustrate the globalist mindset and philosophy, I'm going to try to crystallize it all simply and boil down what we're facing when we come back from this quick break. I am down here literally on the border. I can see the border from where I'm at. And Americans down here are scared to death of these cartels. And that's not a way to live. If we live in fear, then the skinny one will come for us all. La Flaca and El Flaco. And it just figures that we're under the sway of the Grim Reaper and everybody's groveling in fear around here. We got a gentleman here coming up whose name's protected that will break down the helicopter attacks, the bedlam, the murders, the fear. America just on its knees with the CIA bringing in the narcotics, FEMA camps, government drug dealing. Just bedlam, cats and dogs living together, wrath of God type stuff. Stay with us.
K Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Santa Morte, or the Saint of Death. It is now openly worshipped in every state of Mexico, and even Time Magazine now reports it is the most popular god or saint in Mexico after Jesus and Mary. It is the number three most popular god. It is the Grim Reaper. They have the female version of it, La Flaca, and El Flaco is the male. Sinaloa worships the male. It is just total bedlam, just giggling love of death. And now Mexican drug cartels would never kill children. Now they blow little children's heads off with enjoyment. Every day or two, I hear about them killing police chiefs, burning down casinos, hotels, chopping everybody's heads off. And if you talk about it, they will have foundation-controlled groups like Mecha La Raza and others come out and say, none of this is happening. It's a hoax. And then Fox News Corps, Rupert Murdoch puts out a movie where it's the Minutemen killing everybody. Minutemen have killed no one. In fact, I've been talking to Hispanic Americans down there about how the Minutemen have tried to come down and help, and wealthy groups have tried to send in paramilitary people offering to help, but the locals are afraid and have been told you'll be killed and your children will if you fight back. And I've talked to gringos down here. I've talked to, you know, blonde-haired, blue-eyed people, and they're scared. I've talked to black people. They're scared. I've talked to Hispanics. They're scared. I have been mobbed by Hispanic listeners down here who are Hispanic Americans and also Mexican nationals. There's a lot of wealthy Mexicans here. In fact, a lot of them, look like people from Spain, a lot of beautiful senoritas. And they'll come run up. Alex Jones, how are you still alive? Yes, we listen. We know you know what you're talking about. They're worshiping the skinny one. This is death. It's sacrifice. It is a genocide. It's more than 40,000. And then I start talking to cops who are scared. I start talking to all these people about the helicopter attacks, the murders, the kidnapping, the people being killed here. And they've told all the local TV and print newspapers, and I've got some of them here in my hand. Hold on. They've told the Valley Morning Star, they've told the Brownsville Herald, I mean, here are the newspapers right here. They've told these guys, you keep your mouth shut. Here's another one. They've told the TV stations, I mean, when there's killings, when there's kidnappings, when there's murders, this is how it started in Mexico. And the cops are just out there writing tickets on citizens, getting their little bit of money, and just cowering. This is how America operates now. And they got the Coast Guard and the game wardens out harassing everybody if they catch too many sand trout or whatever. And you got the cartels, you got the CIA, you got Las Zetas, openly trained by the U.S. military at Fort Bragg and Fort Benning, Georgia, all on record. And it's all part of a plan to consolidate, to have a huge drug war in Mexico that's bigger than the Vietnam War per year, just a real bona fide war. 40-plus thousand dead in 3 years on the Mexican side, 5,000 on this side, and that's just what we know of, and no one will talk about it. I've had people come to me and say, you've got to talk about it, sir. I mean, I've been walking down the street going into a restaurant, and, you know, up pulls a brand-new Mercedes with some, you know, obviously wealthy Mexican in it going, Alex Jones, we listen to you. I can't believe you're still alive. What are you doing down here? Have you noticed there's not many people down here? Normally there is this time of year. It's all coming here, the skinny one. I mean, it is on. The people are scared to death looking over their shoulders in America, in Brownsville, in South Padre, in Laredo, in El Paso. And then you've got the police looking over their shoulder out there just revenue generating. And then I see Associated Press, Reuters, Fox News telling the public what I told you years ago. The drug cartels are now as far north as Illinois. They're also in Canada. And the Mexican drug cartels are even more vicious than the Russians because it's a culture of death. The veneer of civilization, the thin covering of civilization is incredibly thin. Just like it was in Europe, they'd have 100-year wars. They'd have half the population die for thousands of years, just eternal warfare. And once you give into this dark impulse, once you give into the culture of death, once you give into not caring about dying anymore for money, so you're supposed to not care about dying for freedom and for standing up for liberty. And then that pushes back the darkness. That pushes back the Grim Reaper. Instead, you have a culture where it's worshipped, totally turning themselves over to the Diablo. El Diablo, ladies and gentlemen, is strong. And it's spreading all over the United States. And it's so sad and it's so sick. And the culture has all primed. And you see the stickers all over cars in Austin with the skinny one and people crazed and wanting to die, wanting to show their manhood, destroying our culture, destroying children and the family's future. It is abhorrent. It is blasphemy against humanity. And it's all been done because of the drug war. And the global social engineers rule the planet because they're masters. They're playing the big drug cartels off against each other while the CIA funds both sides, while the DEA, FBI, Border Patrol, all of them, eight agencies, ship the guns in. They ship the cocaine in. They have military bases and Homeland Security eye spaces. They send out the Homeland Security boats to pick up the cocaine right out there, and they bring it in back and forth all day right in front of everybody. Right there in South Padre, just boom, boom, back and forth, just drug shipment. Boats sitting out there, big, big barges just sitting out there with Homeland Security going back and forth. It's all funny to them. And Homeland Security roars by in their big ships right by little fishing boats and bugs their eyes out at the citizens and splashes waves on them. But then I've been out on a charter. Whenever you see Homeland Security, and I've been fishing a lot in my life before, people didn't act like this. And I've now seen this even in Port Aransas, far away from the border. You know, before, whenever they see now a Coast Guard or a Homeland Security or ICE boat, you stop your engine and you cower and wave at them, and they drive by with their chest sticking out, just like it's Mexico, and just look at you like, "Ee, trash." I mean, you tip your hat, you stop your boat. And I'm like, that Homeland Security boat's 300, 400 yards away. Why are you stopping? And they're like, "Well, you've got to do it or they'll board you and get in your face." And I talked to other locals around here, and they're like, "Yeah, no, they come in and out, back and forth with the drugs. They're landing them out here at these air bases. They've got the airport attached to the – it's all you idiots that use drugs that are allowing this to happen, and you idiots that support drug prohibition. If somebody's going to use drugs, they're going to do it. You got to decriminalize now to save our society." But they've grown these gangs up so big, they're now expanding out into kidnapping and extortion, and every other form of evil is now happening. And they're not just going into Hispanic shops now and doing it, thinking Hispanics will go along with it, like the Asian triads only feed on Asians. No, now they're going in everywhere and doing it. And the cops won't help you because they're on the payroll. They'll only bust little bitty gangbangers and fill them into the prisons where they have higher-level drug dealers who then train them to join their armies, all part of the systematic takeover plan by the social engineers. And now as all this implodes, they're going to call for a total North American union and U.S. forces to go into Mexico and secure it. And now Rick Perry's proposing it. We played that clip 2 weeks ago. It's all part of the North American problem reaction solution plan with our own totally criminal government caught shipping the cocaine in and the guns out directly to the cartels, double-crossing each other. Think about it. Think about how the Mexican military dug slugs out of their dead people and shipped it back, knowing how to trace it to certain guns that have been sold because they were part of it. It's all part of a giant double-crossing operation meant to destroy Mexico and have huge refugee floods come in, which then further bankrupt the United States. If we would have made everybody stay down in Mexico, that's another thing. The people were going to have a revolution 6-7 years ago in Mexico and throw out the globalists and J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs dictatorship. So in the actuaries, the globalists said, "We'll start a drug war, let them all kill each other that way, then they'll be happy to be slaves." The globalists know what they're doing. They know how to manipulate. And in the meanwhile, this drug-dealing, murdering globalist banker government that's hijacked the U.S. and Mexico openly has dog training now to stick their hands down your pants, microwave oven you, make you answer questions now at the airports, where you coming, where you going, you're not a terrorist, are you, to train you to be a prisoner. Totally breaking your will. And see, there's no end to these criminals, because the criminals that run America and run the big banks that run Mexico, they're only going to get replaced with worse people and worse people. I mean, 30 years ago, they would grab people that went over into Matamoros from South Padre, gringos, and torture them to death in human sacrifices. Texas Monthly articles about it, you name it, but it's always kept real quiet. And why is that? Why are all these people devil worshipers? Because when you get a corrupt society, the most evil are going to rise to the top. And whether you believe in God or not, people that are into evil always worship Diablo. Okay, they always worship the devil, El Diablo. They're always into that. And my God, we are in so much trouble as a society and a nation of cowards. America has turned into land of the cowards, home of the slaves. We've got to find our fight again. We've got to stop being cowards, or our future is over. Now, I'm going to tell you again. Here's the breaking news. And we've got a guest coming on. Again, so much of what this guest is insider. He's got insiders inside the military bases, inside the other bases. Everything he said, confirm. And I know he isn't somebody they put on me, because I've been going around talking to people all over. This was somebody separately where I randomly went in who was already there. I'm just going to leave it at that. He's coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. They are now kidnapping and killing people here in the U.S. They're now conscripting Americans, not just here in South Texas, but all over the U.S. They're going to Hispanics mainly. And they're saying, "Are you La Raza? basically down with the U.S. because they know that's a popular thing with young people because it seems sexy and cool. So the first thing is anti-America, bring down America. This is all being run by the big mega banks who want to bring down Mexico and the U.S. See how the... We're going to go to break and come back and break this down more. This is the key to all of it on the other side, InfoWars.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell. But
okay,
I'm
so here's the basics. The United States government's been taken over by ruthless megabanks that made their original money off of a worldwide monopoly on opium, coming out of India, Afghanistan, and with the French out of Indochina, what's Vietnam today. This is all mainline history. The Chinese didn't like opium and what it did to their population, and they said, you basically make our people slaves bringing this in. It's banned. Well, opium's bad, but it was worse to ban it, because then over the course of about 200 years, the British were able to take over town after town, slowly corrupting the police and getting everybody basically addicted. And then the only economy left was the opium. Then China fell and was broken in 11 parts. The U.S. had a part, the French, the Dutch, the British, the Germans, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. They all had their own parts. And this is all part of history. Look up the Opium Wars. Look up the Boxer Rebellion when the Chinese tried to fight this off. This is how it's done. That's why still today in China, well, there's three ways to do it. You either totally legalize it, or at least decriminalize, or you have it illegal, and then that's the worst way, because then if it's just mildly illegal, it makes it worse because there's money in it, or you execute people like Singapore or China. Then you don't have any use, because they catch you one time, dead. So there's really three ways to do it. You either death penalty immediately for any illegal drug use, just boom, you're dead. And any sovereign country that wants to say sovereign pretty much has to do that. There's a reason. Death penalty. Death penalty. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying death penalty or total legalization. You try to just, we're going to make it illegal. That only keeps the price up. You know, we're going to put you in jail where you learn how to be a bigger drug dealer. You know, spat on the wrist. So they're making it all sexy. You see the Hispanic kids everywhere wearing the Grim Reaper. They think it's cool. Grim Reaper stickers on the cars, the music, the rap, the Tejano, the rock. It's all, you know, the skinny's going to get you. Yeah, it's fun. And the drug cartels come in. They give the kids the drugs. They get them addicted. They start selling it. And they start telling them, kill somebody. Go kill this person to prove it. And so the police all over the U.S. just stand down. They just say, okay, well, the government's bringing this stuff in. We'll just let them do it. But that isn't going to stop it either. They're going to start killing each other in greater numbers. And what's already, here's the newsflash. All the killing and the major war-level casualties going on and the kidnapping, death, and murder, you've already seen a 500%, you can pull this up on Google, increase in the Southwest in kidnappings in the last decade. The capital of kidnappings in the United States is now Phoenix, Arizona. And it's not a big news item. The media knows to keep their mouth shut. They kidnap your kid or kidnap you, it's not going to be a news item. I mean, everybody knows you go into northern Mexico for decades, the police will just, in your own car, take your car and shake you down. Now that doesn't happen. People just say, I'm not a cop anymore. I'm an enforcer for one of the drug cartels. And now they're going house to house, all, especially on the Texas border, on both sides, and saying, which side are you on? We're putting you down on the list. They actually come to your door. A lot of times Mexican military comes to your door, even 6-7 miles in. They come to your farmhouse. And they're not. And before it was just Hispanics they did it to, because they thought, well, they'll roll over. They're used to this. Now, because even though they're on this side of the U.S., it's a Mexico culture. Now they're coming to gringos' door. And in the past, they didn't do that because you had the old Western idea of shooting somebody did that. Now they're going ahead and coming to the door and knocking, and they go ahead and wear a military uniform. And gringos just roll over as well. They've been well-trained to be slaves. So land of the coward, home of the slave, land of the grim reaper, which is what Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. Who do you think they worship at Skull and Bones? You've seen The Good Shepherd made by Robert De Niro with Matt Damon that got hailed as being so accurate, a grim reaper with a gold crown on. You actually go look up the skinny one in most of the depictions. It's wearing a gold crown. Skull and Bones worships a grim reaper, skull mask, black hood with a gold crown. What do they worship in Mexico? A grim reaper with a gold crown. That's Satan, ladies and gentlemen. They are Satan worshipers at Bohemian Grove. There's a reason in the old days people didn't put up with this. Because when you put up with people, start worshiping and start doing this, your society literally goes to hell. And if you're a sociologist or anthropologist, you don't believe in God, the devil, fine. That's your issue. The point is they believe in the devil. They believe in it. They believe in a grim reaper with a crown that's coming to kill you and your family. And they're down here, and I see Americans literally shaking in fear everywhere. You ask people you're fishing with. You ask people at gas stations. You come up and ask cops, and they look at you and say, I'm not talking to you. And are totally freaked out. Fear in Americans' eyes. Because right on the bridge between the U.S. and Mexico just 2 weeks ago, they hung those reporters. And buried in the article, it admitted it was the head editor, the editor that's over operations, the general manager, hung them, major newspaper editor, and killed some other people, hung them off the bridge, and it wasn't even an issue. That's intimidation. You know, when the, quote, Muslims did that in Fallujah, they had to wipe out the whole town or give in to intimidation. Here, we just give in. We bend over.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. we're here. I'll be back on the nightly news from South Texas remote tonight with Aaron Dyke, 7 o'clock Central. If you believe in this type of information, you believe in the courage we have, the fact that we're all in, that we're not compromising, that we're reporting on the serious issues, that we're facing down the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, that we're calling for its abolishment and for the banksters to be prosecuted, if you agree with the information we're putting out, please stand right beside us. Become PrisonPlanet.tv members. Finance this alternative media operation that's exploding by leaps and bounds. Buy the books and videos and T-shirts and other materials that are available at Infowars.com. We need your support now more than ever. We are all in. In fact, I wrote some notes this morning I wanted to point out. I am all in, risking it all, spreading the word. Don't live in fear. Don't let the globalists take over your life. It's really just that simple. And all over the U.S., the big three cartels and the stragglers, are openly globalist financed to bring North America into a crisis, to then have U.S. forces occupy and take over Mexico in the name of saving it in the end and openly merging the countries. That's the North American Union plan. They plan to destroy U.S. sovereignty using Mexico and Mexican sovereignty using the U.S. The globalist playgroups to go off against each other. Again, this is it's come out in federal court that the CIA, the FBI, the DEA, ATF, Border Patrol, they're all in the Fast and Furious. It's the tip of the iceberg. In those Sinaloa documents and others, financing all sides with guns, all sides with weapons, all sides are allowed to ship it in through certain conduits. The globalists don't want to then bring in the one group later. This is how the globalist social engineers are operating, and we need your support now more than ever. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, today is the day to become a member. Normally, we do the Money Bomb. Our fourth annual is coming up, and I promote it for months. I'm doing it November 3rd. I haven't promoted it any. I've been so busy. We've come to need that money. Now, that turns out to be about 20% or more of our operating capital during a year to be able to hire and continue. I don't want to just stay where we're at. But we need to even grow to survive, and we need to reach more people. We're all in, so get ready for the November 3rd Money Bomb. We'll broadcast 24 hours again. But it's a donation when you buy books, T-shirts, Don't Tread on Me flags, and it also helps get the word out and helps you meet like-minded people. So, again, PrisonPlanet.tv if you're not a member, or InfoWarsNews.com. You can also sign up there. And the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com, or call toll-free to order the books, videos, and more. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now, the good news is that I haven't been down to this part of the this part of South Texas in a long time. And I was down here a month ago or so, and I really wanted to come back to have a working vacation, but also spend time talking to locals. And then what I've discovered since then, the last few days, I've been pretty much in pure work mode, learning more, talking to locals. And what I found has really hurt me. Americans, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, are scared to talk. And there are firefights here all the time. When I've had sheriffs on years ago, when Mexican cartels have come across 5-6 miles to grab a shipment of drugs seized by the sheriff in that case, it didn't even make national news that the Mexican military pulled up around them and took the drugs. The Mexican military is dealing drugs. They're fighting, but also trying to manage the other big cartels. The big mega banks are all involved in it. Wachovia, Wells Fargo have been caught running the aircraft. CIA aircraft have crashed with the cocaine. This is all going on. You've got the Homeland Security driving out in their big boats every day, picking up drugs, bringing it back in. This is just a giant mafia organization. And what's heartening is the Mexican nationals that have moved up here because of the crime wave, I'd say more than half of them are listeners. I can't walk down the street even here, and this place is pretty much empty. The Mexican nationals are, hey, Alex Jones, yeah, you're absolutely right. And then I run into American citizens who are Hispanic, white, black. A lot of them are listeners and aware. I'll be talking when I'm walking through the hotel, and people come up to me. I mean, I'd say more than half the people down here are listeners, and I'm not even on an AM station here. For years, I was on one in Corpus Christi, and then it just changed formats last month to ESPN, but that couldn't be heard here. So huge audience. I'm finding out per capita our biggest audience must be A, Hispanics, B, Mexican nationals. You notice we have a lot of calls from Mexico itself. So I want to go to this guest for the rest of the hour, and we're going to go with his name, David. You know, he was willing to come on with his name and everything, but I'm not going to risk him as a good Christian family man. He has amazing contacts. Everything he said checks out with my contacts. He has contacts inside the Rio Grande city system and what happened there, and witnesses. He has people inside the Bayview Detention Center and the Tent City in Raymondville. And he joins us, and boy, let me tell you, he can rattle it off. And he's got breaking news here about the incidents. And I remember seeing this years ago, and it would only be in the local news. Now it's not even the local news. Helicopter gunfights, deaths, Mexican troops inside the U.S. operating, and now our government admits they're authorizing this. And local news is told don't report on it. But they're even scared to pretty much have football games. I did see it in the Dallas Morning News a month ago. A soccer team was coming up from Mexico to play in Round Rock, Texas, north of Austin, and wouldn't pay a $30,000 kickback, what was it, to Sinaloa. So they just canceled the soccer game. This is here, just like it was in Fox News yesterday and last week again, that they're recruiting in Austin, in Dallas, in San Antonio, in Houston. And they're putting the devil tattoos and the skinny one and the La Flaca and the El Flaco tattoos on them. This is and Santa, death, and all of this stuff. It is so incredible. So I want to take you to our guest. Sir, if you can, just tell people first what happened at the football game 9 days ago there in Rio Grande City and that total blackout and the other things that are happening and the fact that, as you described it, the conscription, well, like where the British would grab somebody out of their house and press them onto a ship as basically a slave. They're now all over Mexico, but the news is here in the U.S. to a certain extent, coming and saying, which cartel are you going to join? And if you don't want to join, they're killing you. And our police are corrupted. Most of them are getting on the take now. I mean, this is spreading like cancer. You've got the floor, David. Tell us what's happening.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Yeah, a few days back, it was a Thursday night. There was a football game out in Rio Grande City. And apparently there was a good amount of spillover with the military, the Mexican military and their police chasing cartel. They still haven't come clear whether it was Zetas or the actual Sinaloa cartel, but they crossed over into the Rio Grande City area, and it wasn't very far from the football game. And they tried to, you know, downplay it, but so many police officers that have children that playing sports here along the Rio Grande Valley caught wind of it, and eventually the media caught wind of it, and they did admit that there was some crossover, but it's dangerous, you know. It's a bullet doesn't travel 10 yards, you know. So,
but they didn't admit how widespread it was. They just said, oh, across the border, some shooting. Can you describe what's now going on here? Because I would talk about this a year ago, and people say, oh, that isn't happening. The helicopters, our listeners would say, there's firefights, there's helicopters, you know, 10 miles in. Now that's confirmed, but again, the media won't report on the details.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say maybe about a month and a half, 2 months back, a farmer threatened to shoot down a Mexican military helicopter, and he was told not to by the local law enforcement agency because he could get in trouble. And later on, they come to find out that no one wants to confirm nor deny whether they have permission or not to cross into our airspace, which is totally ridiculous. I mean, they consider themselves a sovereign nation just as much as we do, but yet they can come in and we don't have any right to find out that information. That's public information. We should be privy to know who's flying into our airspace and landing on our taxpayers, on our citizens' ground, their property. They don't want to do anything.
Well, just to be clear, sir, a couple months ago, the Pentagon did say, yes, we've given limited authorization, but obviously they won't tell you locally because it's a violation of sovereignty, but they wouldn't be coming in if they weren't given permission. Now, the question is, did they have permission to come to that sheriff I interviewed and take the drugs that he confiscated at gunpoint? Now let's talk about the different, let's talk about more of what's happening down here and the fear, the palpable fear that I'm seeing from people in the United States.
Yeah, I have two friends that I know, acquaintances that I know that were working in maquiladora plants right across the river. And, you know, to save time and money and whatnot, getting off work late at night, they would just go ahead and stay on the Mexican side. And, one late evening, he heard a knock at the door and he answered the door and he got dragged out onto the street. And, they started questioning him. He was like, you know, you got the wrong guy, blah, blah, blah. They beat him. They stripped him. They took him out into the middle of nowhere and continued to beat him, and they gave him his shoes. And now, as a matter of fact, they gave him his pants, no shoes, walking barefooted, and a driver's license. That's how they gave him back. And he found his way back home or into the town where he was living along the border there in Mexico. And he said the next day they went back. He heard a knock again, and he peeked out the curtain of his window, and it was the door, the house next door, the apartment next door, and they dragged two or three kids out and popped them execution style in the back of the head and left them out on the street in broad daylight to send a message to everybody.
Well, that's all over the news. I mean, I remember seeing beheadings in Arizona a few years ago, and I talked about it, and they wrote articles saying I was making it up, and the Democrats came out and said it wasn't true.
No,
and, I mean, you've got Las Zetas burning down the casino, killing 40-something people, pouring gasoline down the air conditioning system. You've got 40,000-plus dead. You described this as a genocide. In your own words, talk about what's happening.
They're continuing. It's on a daily basis. I mean, I get to see and talk to so many people that come across the border from Mexico, and these are people that are obviously well off. that they can move anywhere they want, and they're moving across the border and opening up business and moving away because they said it's just a constant everyday thing, that it's almost to a point where they're growing numb. And that's kind of sad because they don't even have the power to fight their own government and say they want true change, because there was a report on ABC News, I believe it was, saying that 87% of the businesses are infiltrated by one cartel or the other, and it's either you do or you don't. And they sent a clear message to a school right outside of Monterey. They laid out some heads with, of course, no bodies, and then they proceeded to dump the bodies in other places, telling the school teachers, if you want to show up to work, you better start paying us, because we need some money from you now, or else we're going to start hitting up on the schools. And whether people believe it or not, just look at what's happened in China and Russia, where stuff like that has gone on. And of course, we don't get to hear the whole story about it, but this is right here in our backyard. I mean, it's at our back door. We need to know what's going on. Am I saying we need to go over there and get involved? No. But I am saying we need to protect our borders. Obama's willing to send 100-some-plus advisors / troops to the other side of the world, and he can't send 100 more. We need the help here, desperately need the help, because they are beheading, they're gutting people up in broad daylight, they're dumping bodies off the highway for people to see. They do not care. They do not care. And people need to realize that those people eventually are going to make their way onto this side, and they're going to start intimidating more. It goes all along the border on our side of the country, along the Rio Grande City, along Texas, Laredo, El Paso, all the way down to Brownsville. It goes on a constant basis, because a lot of these people end up going back home to Mexico or vice versa, and they catch wind and say, hey, you know what? You're going over, you're making money, we need a cut. And it's like, you know, I'm barely making it. Well, you're not going to make it at all. It's, you need to give us a cut or you die. It's just plain and simple. There's no way to try and wash this and say, oh, well, you know, it's a bit exaggerated. It's not. It's exactly what it is.
Well, you can't exaggerate it. I mean, it's footnotes in the paper that they shake down. The police are told to pay protection money, the school teachers, and now they've even killed U.S. diplomats, and our own government won't do anything for them because our government is so deeply involved in narcotics trafficking. And the stories you mentioned about the teachers, that's in the news. What about, I mean, what is it like for you, though, to see American citizens afraid? Because I try to talk to people on boats I've chartered, you know, to go fishing with my kids, you know, private little boat. They won't talk. People at restaurants won't talk. The cops won't talk. But then I have Mexican nationals come up, and you can tell them, you know, wealthy type folks, and they say, I listen to your show. I'm shocked by the fear, but also I think I've had more people come up to me down here than even in Austin. I mean, you know, when you approach me, you're a listener. Is my show heavily listened to down here?
A lot of my friends and relatives do listen to your show. You know, there's one gentleman that has a radio show / TV show, and he says that the spin stops here. Well, let me tell you what, there's no spin on your show. What's going on is the truth. There's tons of facts out there. People need to wake up and realize that our government's not doing enough. You know, it's crazy. I mean, there's parts along the 281 here in the Rio Grande Valley where you can actually, I mean, I'm no Brett Favre. I mean, but I could throw a rock and hit the river. I mean, that highway goes right along the river's edge. I mean, you can actually throw a rock and hit the Mexican side of the border. And there's still areas where the wall hasn't gone up. And, you know, you and I had discussed a little bit about that wall. There's sections that are still porous, that's still open. And it was funny because my father and I were joking around, you know what, that wall is probably going up to keep us in and not let them in, but to keep us in from leaving. And then Ron Paul says the same thing, too. I just thought that was kind of eerie.
No, that's true. It's just incredible. Now let's get into this situation going on. Because that should be national news, you know, the firefight outside the football game, but it's not. It's just, oh, there was some cross-border things tonight, and it's just getting worse and worse. Let's get into the camps, because there's this big, giant, you know, looks like a Super Bowl stadium over there on the Bayside, right outside South Padre, Tell us about Bayview Detention Center, the tent city at Raymondville, and the weird aircraft flying in, turning their lights off and things, because the word we've gotten is they're flying goodies in there and flying troops out. You were telling me that you've got some sources in there.
Yeah, that's it's an old CIA base that was came to an end as the Cold War also came to an end, and it's called the Portisbo Bayview Airport. And ICE runs the show out there. It's an ICE detention center for immigrants from around the world. And, you know, the funny thing is, I'm going to say it's probably been about 14, 15, 16 years back. The county came to the city of Port Isabel and made a presentation before the mayor and the commissioners and the city manager requesting, you know, help and an okay to put a Doppler radar. And I couldn't quite understand why would they want a Doppler radar out there, because this is long before this actually became the size of a camp that it is now. It can house anywhere from 5,000 to 8,000 people easily. And that airport is still usable. They still use that airport out there. You can land the biggest crap out there that's built right now. I mean, it has no problem landing tons of planes out there if they had to. And my sources tell me that there's training being conducted quite often out there. And the thing
Stay there. Let's get to the military and foreign military and the rest of it on the other side. We've been out there to check it out, folks. We're here on the front lines of the info war, physically at the border. Stay with us.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Ho,
Okay, folks, coming up after our guest leaves us at 5 after next hour, we're going to have Ben Fuchs pop in. But first, I'll get into all this other news. I mean, each one of these articles is so bombshell. Mitt Romney took advice from Obama's eugenicist enthusiast science czar. That's a great headline, but we might want to just change it to Romney took advice from Obama's science czar. I mean, it's bad enough. Continuing, Operation Gladio returns, dealing with staged terror attacks. Could Obama's class warfare cause a run on the banks? Big discussion, an article I did with Paul Watson, key article. CIA advertises its takeover of local law enforcement. Totally illegal, but they're admitting they're doing it. That's at InfoWars.com. U.S. begins huge military maneuvers aimed at Iran. Big banks refuse to let people close accounts. It's all coming up. But I want to go back to David joining us from the South Texas Brownsville area where I'm at right now. And he was getting into, well, break down without saying too much to the people that work there, because I don't want people to be able to track back who you are. Let's just say you know people that work out there. That'll be simpler. What's going on out there? Please continue.
Yeah, there's some type of training going on out there, and it's not the only spot. Apparently, there's 2 to 3 hot spots along the Rio Grande Valley where training is being conducted. And the question is, they won't allow anyone close enough to see who it is. And they're saying that it's not American military, that it's not American helicopters. So it kind of, you know, well, is it our guys or is it their guys? And who are they and what are they training for? And why is it that they're, you know, having to work out there at night? And it's such a covert thing that no one needs to know. I really do believe that the Mexican government and the U.S. government are working together in on this. And again, why the airport was almost abandoned back in that point. And for them to put a Doppler radar, I'm sure they could say, well, it was for weather purposes or whatever.
Sure, sure. I know you're being careful about what you say, but last night you were talking about the aircraft coming in, turning their lights off.
Yeah,
and specifically, you were saying it's Mexican troops.
Yes, yeah. That, and I really do believe that. I really do believe it is more Mexican troops at all, period, that are coming in here and they're training with our advisors, as Obama and other presidents would call them. I don't believe that it's necessarily just our guys out there training, but you can see when aircraft takes off out there. One evening I was coming in driving by the area, and I saw like a really bright light, and it kind of caught my attention. So I pulled over, and that light just hovered for a few seconds, and then it just started swooping back down, and then the lights just went dead.
And the silent helicopters? Tell folks about those.
Yeah, I've had several sources tell me that, you know, they could be sitting outside, and this is within like a 15 to 25 mile range. They could be out in the middle of the afternoon or in the evening outside enjoying a glass of wine, just watching the stars or whatever, and they'll feel a gush of wind all of a sudden. And I've had three people tell me this, that they've turned and looked up, two in the evening, like late in the evening, and one in the middle of the afternoon. And they turn around and look up, and just a few yards away, there's a helicopter just hovering over them. The pilot's just waving at them with no sound at all. No sound at all.
Well, they admit they had those part of their stealth helicopter system. That's the one of the ones they had crash out there, but that was gray. This was black. You said your friend was looking for coins on the beach.
Yeah.
And then looked up, and there was a black helicopter right above him.
Yes. Yeah, and he's really into military hardware, you know, aircraft and stuff like that. And he said it looked so much like a Cobra helicopter is what he said it was. He said it looked exactly like a Cobra helicopter. I mean, I've never seen I've seen Cobra helicopters up front. I mean, I've worked parallel with them in the military, but never are they quiet. And he's still in shock to this day. And this happened like maybe 20 years ago. So I'd like to find out how long this technology has been around. You know,
been around a long time. We're not in Kansas anymore. But talking to you, you're saying the fear is here in America now. It's spilling over, and that the media is scared locally to report on it. You talked about the people from the newspaper hung on the bridge.
They hung.
Stay there. We're going to come right back in 1 minute and talk about that with our guest. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.